and this is the evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And thanks to everyone who has contributed during the, well, pretty much completed now, spring fundraiser
yes.
for KUAF. I will say that if you did miss and you'd like to contribute here on the Under the Wire, you can do so at supportkuaf.com.
You can. I think we will take anything that comes in
sure.
on this April 10th.
That's
final
right.
day.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to be, you know, I once ran the Hawkeye Marathon and was the last person to finish. So there's nothing
there's
wrong with.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong no. with finishing last. At least you finished.
Exactly. So in that vein, at least you've contributed.
Right.
If it got away from you and you procrastinated or just didn't have time, you can do that at supportkuaf.com. Speaking of raising money, you talked to a guy who has a unique history of raising money, Smarty Jones.
Right. I was walking into yoga, I guess on the Friday before we began this fundraiser, and this guy stopped me, this gentleman stopped me, and he said, "Hey, do you like hip-hop?" And I'm like, "Well, yeah, of course I like hip-hop." And he said, "Well, can I rap for you?" Well, yeah, of course you can rap right. for me. And, you know, he rapped for a couple of minutes. And then he said, "You know, I have this CD. You want to give me a dollar for it?" And I was like, "Well, I don't have any cash. And I don't carry cash anymore."
Right.
And he said, well, what can you give me?" And I had a quarter and a couple of movie passes. And so that's what I gave him. And he autographed the CD. And there you go.
So then you told me about this and said, "Hey, would this be an interesting..." So guy's walking up down Dixon Street rapping for people. We want to talk to him.
Right. And I brought him in.
All right, Smarty Jones.
When I first started rapping 3 years ago, I still lived in Rogers, and we would come to Fayetteville and do open mics. There would be nobody in the open mic. And so I would walk around rapping to people, saying, "Hey, you know, you want to come in this open mic? I'll be rapping for you here in, 30 minutes. And being the cheesy salesman that I am, you know, I started with these lines, "My name's Smarty Jones and the best rapper you have or will ever meet again," you know, stuff like that, just to try to catch people's attention. I wasn't really serious about it, and I didn't really make any money doing it. I was just trying to get people in the shows. And then I went on tour in Canada with R.A. the Rugged Man out of New York and Killer Priest of the Wu-Tang Clan. While in Canada, the van that I had drove from Fayetteville, Arkansas to Edmonton, Alberta, the van broke down, and I was pretty much out of money. So to not get stranded in Canada, I started going door to door. If somebody looked like they were in the demographic to like hip-hop, I would tell them my story, say, "Hey, you like hip-hop?" Tell them my story, rap for them, they'd give me some money. If not, I would just ask if I could shovel some snow for them. I came back to the States, and at Wakarusa of last year, I went and took 300 burned CDs, but I made a little under a grand in 36 hours with 300 burned CDs. So that's when I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I can just go to festival doing this for people all around the country that gather and just get my music out there."
And you're able to pay your bills?
Yeah, yeah. But it's a beautiful thing to run out of money and say, "Don't worry about it, I'll be back in 3 hours." And, you know, come back with $40 in 3 hours. I don't know any, you know, sure, waiters can do that, but they got to stay clocked in. And, you know, that allows me to do stuff online, like set up national acts, which you're going to see me bring 4 to 6 different national acts into Fayetteville just this spring and summer. So I'm doing a lot of work.
As I mentioned, we are in our spring on-air fundraiser, and you say that you listen to public radio. Can you liken what you do to what we're doing?
One of my favorite artists was growing up, Marilyn Manson, Brian Warner. And in an interview, he said that, you know, he was a journalist. You know, he sees things in the world. He uses his senses to absorb those things and write about it to the best of his ability. And that's definitely what I'm doing. You know, I'm definitely a people watcher, and I love to talk and engage people. And this allows me, this sort of allows me to get on the forefront and see people and see society and culture in a way that I wouldn't be able to from behind a television or computer screen. Definitely. So yeah, we're a lot the same in that sense. We're kind of anthropologists, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, somebody says, "Oh, I don't have money," you're also like, you know, "Well, can you trade?" What's one of the most interesting things somebody's traded for a CD?
I've gotten an ice pick, t-shirts, lighters, keychains. The most common thing is bracelets, because that's something I can see, you know, and So when I'm rapping, somebody says, oh, I don't have a dollar. I say, well, what about one of the bracelets? You know, would you trade one of your cool bracelets for a CD? So I have all of those bracelets are bracelets that people have traded me for CDs.
Well, I know that you said that you brought some beads and stuff, but when you're out on the street, you don't have beads, right?
You're right. So, all right, I didn't know it was called this at first, but it's called ham boning, which is basically just, you know, beating on your body and just like making different noises, you know, snapping, clapping. But I'm a drummer, so I've got the hand-eye coordination, and I incorporated some of that in with my lyricism.
Will you give us a few seconds of it?
I thought you'd never ask. All right, here we go. Honestly, this is my apology. I'm sorry for polishing up the bottle of kerosene and abolishing all that I've seen. But if modesty is just another policy, I need you to pardon me. Saw the system sodomy, then received a lobotomy. So solemnly swear that you will follow me. As lucky as the lottery, just as an artist ought to be. Sodomy and this delicate dichotomy. A part of me's astronomy, the other part is botany.
And we'll hear more from Smarty Jones in a week and a half or a couple of weeks here on Ozarks at Large.
Yes, he has an event coming up, I believe, next weekend. So we'll talk with him more about his story and how he started rapping and hear some more music.
All right. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.